From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A potential Republican candidate for governor in 2016 is making the rounds in Missouri. Eric Greitens shook hands and visited state lawmakers Tuesday in the Capitol before speaking at a Missouri Farm Bureau Foundation fundraiser later in the day. The 40-year-old Greitens has not yet announced whether he plans to run for governor. The Navy SEAL says he's speaking with farmers, business owners, and other residents as he weighs his options. So far, Greitens has raised about $390,000 through an exploratory committee. That money could also be used for a campaign if he officially decides to run for governor. Greitens is behind in fundraising compared to former House Speaker and U.S. Attorney Katherine Hanaway, who he'd face in a Republican primary battle. Hanaway so far has raised more than $1.1 million. A central Missouri man is facing a federal charge for allegedly threatening to shoot President Barack Obama. 24-year-old Cameron Stout of Stover was charged Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Jefferson City with making threats against the president. An affidavit from a Secret Service agent says Stout had several conversations during the past week with a confidential informant who was a former Aryan Nation member about plans to kill the president. Those plans included potential shooting sites in Washington and Kansas City. A public defender said he had just been assigned to Stout's case and had no comment Tuesday. The Attorney General's office says Stout remains in federal custody. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Missouri's lieutenant governor is accusing Justice Department officials of racism, even as the federal agency is criticizing Ferguson police for alleged racial bias following the Michael Brown shooting. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder said Tuesday that he stands behind statements he made a day earlier to Newsmax TV. Kinder told the station, "There is more racism in the Justice Department than anywhere I see in the St. Louis area." Kinder told the Associated Press on Tuesday he believes the Justice Department had been fanning the flames of racial division even before a white Ferguson officer fatally shot a black 18-year-old last August. The Justice Department cleared the officer of civil rights violations but cited widespread racial bias in Ferguson policing. A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment. A measure to block local governments from banning or taxing plastic bags is moving forward in the Missouri legislature. The Missouri House gave first-round approval Tuesday to a measure that preempts local laws on plastic bags at grocery stores. Republican Representative Dan Scholl of Imperial says the measure will protect the choices of consumers and retailers to use either paper, plastic, or their own bags. The City of Columbia had considered banning plastic bags but has since dropped the proposal. Opponents of the measure say that plastic bags harm the environment and that local communities should be able to make their own decisions on the issue. The president of the Columbia Star Dinner Chain says plans are in the works to pay the City of Columbia back almost $12,000 in overdue rent and utilities and move operations to another city. B. Allen Brown has not settled his debt with the city, which shut down the locomotive 3 months ago. City manager Tony St. Romain says invoices have been sent to Brown, but the city has not received a response so far. Brown says in an interview that he'll announce his plans within 30 days. University of Missouri students, faculty, and administrators continued the discussion about race and inequality on campus. KBIA's Michaela Tucker has more on the Race Relations Forum on Tuesday night.
After another demonstration last week and threats against Muslim students on social media this week, students spoke about their fears and frustrations from experiences on campus. Students told MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton where they wanted to see change, including having a more diverse faculty and administration and providing cultural education for student organizations like Greek Life. Young Kwan is co-chair of the MU Forefront Council, which represents minority student groups. She says student concerns at the meetings match the call to action student groups gave the administration last year.
Just strengthened what that our call for action is necessary and important.
Lofton says the administration is focused on long-term solutions to address the larger issues.
We want to sustain a systematic change in the institution, and that won't happen overnight. But if we do it right, it will fundamentally change the University of Missouri.
Lofton says one solution in process is a faculty council that will develop diversity education requirements for all students. Michaela Tucker, KBIA News, Columbia.
Refillable containers for liquid nicotine used in electronic cigarettes would have to be child-proofed under a Missouri proposal that has initial approval in the House. The measure faces another vote in the House before moving to the Senate. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.